The old psychiatric center along Forest Avenue near Elmwood, with its imposing twin towers that can be seen for miles, is being redeveloped by the Mansion Group into the Hotel Henry Urban Resort and Conference Center. Mansion Group partner Diana Principe says it's named after the architect of the 140-year-old building.
We really looked to H.H. Richardson. H.H. Richardson's first two names, H.H., stand for Henry and Hobson. So we looked at the name Henry and we thought, wow, it's so much like the structure combined with our modern hotel.
The former patient wings and the main tower buildings are being repurposed into a full-service upscale hotel with 88 guest rooms, including 5 suites. During a walking tour for reporters, Principe points out the building's 600 windows allow sunlight to stream into the corridors on all 4 floors.
Even though from the outside the Medina sandstone is just so classically beautiful, but a little darker, it's hard to believe that once you enter the building, the light that comes in, it's a very bright, light space.
Mansion Group partner Dennis Murphy says it will be a first of its kind in the region.
With the National Historic Landmark as our backdrop, we feel that our conferencing and urban resort approach will be able to bring significant new business to this region.
There will be meeting rooms on all 4 floors, a boardroom, and a ballroom to accommodate up to 500 guests. And Murphy says it's all being designed from the ground up for technology.
It makes it different because we're bringing technology into a conferencing environment where we will bring people together from around the globe. We're playing on the world stage, not the Buffalo Erie County stage. So think of it as a very high-quality distance learning environment where we can share information from Buffalo, New York, around the globe.
Principe says Hotel Henry will employ about 100 people and bring new life to the neighborhood.
The space adjacent to Buffalo State, in the cultural corridor, right next to the west side, right next to the Elmwood Village, will be activating this space. And we want guests of the hotel, and we will be urging guests of the hotel, to utilize all these environs that surround us. And that is part of the urban resort experience.
Plans include lounge areas, communal tables, a business center, and a restaurant that Principe says will be unique because it will offer a variety of dining opportunities. The ballroom will be located in the old chapel on the 4th floor between the 2 main towers. She says the site should be especially attractive to expats.
It's surprising how many Buffalo expats we have who are living in cities like Boston, Chicago, all over the United States, even internationally, who want to come back to Buffalo to have their wedding. They not only are they coming back to family, but they have an appreciation for all the architecture that we have.
Despite the facility's history, Murphy says he doesn't think it will hurt Hotel Henry's image.
I don't believe once people see and have their first latte here, they're going to be nearly as concerned about it as they may have been in the past. And it's not like it's been an active facility for a period of time. So we're re-engaging and bringing people in, and this has been a joint mission of the Richardson Corporation and ourselves, is to be very inclusive versus exclusive. And I think once people decide that they want to be included and see the facilities, that they're going to be a paradigm shift.
The Hotel Henry Urban Resort Conference Center is slated to open in the fall of 2016. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.